Nyes from the shotgun. Now a split backfield. He's going to step up and throw. That one is complete. Settling down in the zone is Kuntz. He makes the catch. Still on his feet. Won't go down. Finally, Brooks flings him out of bounds. But that's a first down for the Huskies inside the 25 at the 24. Call it the 17-yard pitch and catch from 8 to 17, and the Huskies on the move again.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan for pickup, delivery, and even eating in, especially in the East End here in Regina. They got a great restaurant. Check out Pizza Huts here in Saskatchewan. Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage. Get in the real estate game with a three-time Grey Cup champion, local football icon here, Paul Waldo, 306-502-5355. Boys Next Door Window Cleaning. Nathan and Landon do a great job. Check out their website at theboysnextdoor.ca. Mark Greshner Photography does fine work, shooting some photos for my son next week for his grad. Check his work out at markgreshner.com. Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville. Paul Riviere and his great family. Thanks to them for getting on board. Same thing with Sasselect Football, longtime supporters of this podcast, as I want to thank Zelko Stefanovic and the fine group working out of the Yaris Center. Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn for grain hauling, grain marketing, grain transportation, and of course, crop insurance. Check out Corey over there, Double Z Ag Sales. Well, we know recently that it's been determined that 24-year-olds who are turning 25 will age out in U Sports football, and it has a lot of people ticked off, including my guest here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, former offensive lineman in the Canadian Football League and now head coach with the U of A Golden Bears, Chris Morris, who I have a lot of respect for. Morris stepped down from the football technical committee at U Sports level because he was irate over the fact that they voted unanimously to allow players to play an extra year because of the pandemic, but those above them in the governing chairs, the board said, nope, that's not going to be allowed. And so Chris Moore said, I'm taking my football and I'm going home. I'm fed up with you guys. When my son went on his recruiting journey, it was the first place we stopped, and you set the bar really high, Chris. I really like what you're doing there, kind of creating the Stanford of Can West. But I see you were on the football technical subcommittee, but you've stepped down after the debacle that was this age amnesty thing. Tell me about it.
You know, like about a month ago, the football technical subcommittee met, and that committee is put together to put a whole bunch of people from across the country together, athletic directors, the head of CAFCA, the head of the Coaches Association, other people who are associated with football, Football Canada, and to make decisions that are in the best interest of the sport of football and the student athletes involved. And that committee, when we talked about the age rule, unanimously, and without even a blink, recommended that kids get a year extension. Now, we discussed at length the fact that, you know, there were years ago where, you know, there were some really, really old teams, and there were teams where there were 30-year-old kids on the team, and the average age of teams was really, really high. And no one wanted a return to that. And no one thought that a return to that was in the best interest of the sport. But what is in the best interest of the sport is looking after the kids that are involved with it and looking after kids that have committed to you and come to you for an education and come to you and trusted that you're going to look after them. And when you turn your back on them, Balls, you're making a bad mistake. And that's what U Sports done here. They've turned their back on these kids who came, wanted to be part of this organization, trusted U Sports, wanted to be a part of the U Sports family, and now they have been cast aside. And I know there's talk of safety. There's talk of all sorts of things. Ballsy, there's 25-year-olds playing in the league right now. There's a bunch of them. If you turn 25 after September 1st, you get to play anyway. So you can't tell me that there'd be this massive bloodbath of these monsters coming out from teams that have these kids that have that one extra year to play.
Chris, Chris, I asked Robbie Lowe's that of the Rams, because he's one of the guys that's aging out. I said, like, do you grow fangs or claws after a certain time on the calendar? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And if that is an issue, can we work around that somehow? Can we get the young, I don't know, get the younger players to agree to sign waivers that they're okay with it? Because it's not that... It is ridiculous, just like you said. It's a head scratcher. It's a weak ass excuse.
Well, how is it okay in hockey? How is it okay in wrestling? How is it okay in every other sport except for football? The reason that there was an age restriction put in is because there was disparity. There were certain teams who had very, very old teams who were winning. And then a rule was put in to take away that advantage, because the kids in Western Canada were going and playing 5 years of junior and then going playing 5 years in university, and it gave Western Canada a competitive advantage. So a rule was put in so that kids couldn't do that. And I'll tell you, Bulger, that was a great rule, because now kids that want to graduate, kids that come out of high school that are academically focused, that want to graduate in 5 or 6 years or 4 years or whatever it is, they have a chance to get on the field, because there's not a bunch of 30-year-olds or 28-year-olds hanging around to play football. And it's a great thing for the sport. But that's different than what happened today. What happened today was a bunch of kids who, of no fault of their own, nothing they could control, had something very bad happen to them with this COVID crisis. And instead of looking after these kids, instead of, like, number one mandate of U Sports, look after the interest, the experience of the student athlete. Make sure the student athlete experience is top notch. That was not defended today.
Yeah.
It was a very, very poor decision.
And in talking with athletes, especially the ones that are affected here, they feel like they put in the hard work, the sweat, the tears. I know the coaches like yourself, Rick Walters, those kind of guys, the Ram guys, the Husky guys, you guys grind. You're putting in the long hours. You're doing not only that, but you really, like I said, I have a lot of respect for you, because you care about kids graduating, which I have the utmost respect about. Football's there, but football's the mechanism to propel them into life and make them better people. But I feel from the outside, and I echo what a lot of the kids are saying, they feel like the higher-ups don't really care about them and kind of treat U Sports like it's, and what they do, like it's intramurals, which I know you don't, but it's very frustrating, especially when you get a decision like this, when the subcommittee, when you guys actually voted unanimously in favor of having the age amnesty for 1 year.
Yeah, it's puzzling, right? You just wonder... The people making the decisions, you wonder if they've talked to a student athlete in the last 10 years. Like, do they have any connection still with what it is to be a student athlete? Because if you have any sense whatsoever, if you have in your heart at all what these guys do and what they're all about and how passionate they are about what they do and the combination of school and athletics and what it does for them, for you to take that from them, like, when you don't really need to, shows to me you're just completely disconnected from the student athlete. And there's one thing to be connected to administration, and there's another thing to be connected to the student athlete himself. It happens all the time in school, Ballsy. I used to be a principal of a school. You see it all the time. Guys go into administration, they forget what it's like to be a teacher. They forget what it's like to be a student. They forget what the kids are going through. And it just becomes an administrative process to them.
Yeah.
The kids were turned into an administrative process in this whole thing. And it's such a shame.
Yeah, it really is a shame. So Chris, I got to ask you this, because you said something before we started rolling this interview, and I want to get to that as the second half of my question. But I'm going to ask you this. How concerned are you about university sports and the health of university sports going forward, you know, given what happened with this decision, you know, the budgetary constraints? Because when I see a team like the University of Alberta hockey team get mothballed for a year because of finances, and let's be honest, it's a reality of our world right now with the pandemic and funding and sponsorship and all that stuff, coupled with decisions like this. Chris, how concerned are you about the future of university sports in Canada?
Yeah, you know, well, I'm not concerned. Like, there's money for sports in Canada. There's supporters for sports in Canada. There's people here who understand what it is. And the biggest problem in university sport in Canada is that there's a whole collection of people who don't get it. They think that, now, we need 80,000 people in the stands. We need TV contracts. We need exposure. You know what we need, Ballsy? We need kids to be involved in high-level athletics, to push themselves, to make themselves better people, to be part of a program that puts an emphasis on education and community service. And whether there's one person in the stands or whether there's 50 people in the stands, that's a valuable experience for those kids. And they get so much out of it, their lives are changed forever. And in this country, we don't understand how good the kids get. Because when they come through these programs, they leave changed people who are now ready to contribute to our society. They have a degree, and they're immersed in their community. That doesn't happen in the NCAA. You go down there, and you're part of a business plan. You're part of something designed to make money for the school. And it's not the same experience. And people worry about university athletics in Canada, but sometimes they're using the wrong lens. They're trying to compare it to the NCAA. We have a different mandate here. I'm proud of the mandate we have here, and I think we do a better job than the NCAA. I don't care that they have lots of people in the stands. I don't care that they get a few guys million-dollar contracts. Mm-hmm. I'll take my guys, my Ed Olnickies, the kids, the Tommy Sumpas, the guys that have led my program who are out in the community leading, being huge parts of it, already servicing the community, and I'll take that over what happens down there. And I think U Sports is healthy. Obviously you always need more money and all those sort of things. Everyone's hurting right now with COVID. Once this is over, we're going to be back to normal. We'll be back to being able to have great programs. U of A hockey's not going anywhere. U of A football's not going anywhere. It's just tough right now, and I can understand where the athletic director's coming from. You know, there's no money coming in. The provincial government's made some huge cuts. Our ability to fundraise is really, really compromised right now. Let's just step back for a minute just to make sure that we're all okay. And Balzi, trust me on this. Mm-hmm. U of A hockey and U of A football are here for a long time. It's we're living in a very difficult time right now.
Yeah, no, and I'm talking to the head guy there, so it's good to get it right from your lips. Let's talk about your team, because if I'm not mistaken, doesn't your quarterback, who had a pretty good year last year, doesn't he, Brad Larnhart, doesn't he age out? Like, how this is affecting your football team big time. That's the most important position, man.
Yeah, we'll lose some guys. And you know, it's funny, I'm having a hard time looking at it even from a strategic standpoint right now.
Yeah.
I just look at Brad Lawnhart, who came out of high school and wasn't really recruited by anybody. And, you know, we let him go in his first year with us and said, look, Brad, go play junior. You're going to develop as a junior player. Then came back to us after being player of the year in junior and really struggled his first year back with us. And then last year just blossomed into the best quarterback in the conference. And now he's got 1 year left and he doesn't get to finish his journey. And that, there's no reason for it. There's a bunch of kids with the same story. And I'll tell you, we've been good at recruiting the last few years. We have lots of young kids who are more than able to step up and play. We have some, like, you know, Luke Hornung's at our school. He's a Regina kid. Like, he's an outstanding quarterback. He's going to be unbelievably good. But just because, you know, I love the young kids we have and I know what they can do well, doesn't mean that those guys that have put in the time and those guys who have bled for our program and the guys who have done everything right for all these years should lose this opportunity. And that's the unfortunate part. I just feel so much for those kids. Like, it's hard for me to even think about this strategically right now.
Yeah, and I get it. It's weird because it's like they're sacrificing the older guys that have fought and clawed and gone through the trials and tribulations for the younger guys. That's basically what they're doing. They're saying, you know what? Out with the old, in with the new. Which is kind of, like, I don't know. Like, if you guys are voting unanimously as coaches on the technical subcommittee, it's obviously not, because initially I thought, Chris, okay, is it an issue of we've got two recruiting classes coming in here, we only got so much room on a team, is that an issue? But any coach I've talked to, that really isn't an issue. That shouldn't be an issue.
No, it's there's nothing human about this decision. This is a bunch of people making an administrative decision in the absence of any sort of connection with the kids they're making the decisions around. They don't know anyone who's playing U Sports. They don't know anybody who's involved right now, the people who made this decision. They're bean counters. And the fact that we're structured in a way that those people get to make that decision and not the people who are working with these student athletes and seeing and understanding them and caring for them and all those sort of things, that's the hole in the system. That's the problem. And it'll keep happening unless we fix it.
And
I'm telling you, for this to happen, it's tragic.
And why are teams that don't have a football program voting? Like, why are representatives that don't have a football program, from what the reports I'm seeing, why are they voting on this?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the process it went through or not. Like, I know that does happen, where there's a bunch of schools on these committees, and every school in the country gets to vote on things, and it's. You know, how would you vote? Like, you're a school with, like, maybe three sports teams or 10 sports teams or whatever it is. Like, if you don't have a football team, you don't understand what it is to have a football team. And it is, you know, the constant recruiting, the large budget, the number of kids involved. Like, football rosters are almost 100 kids. Like, that's almost as many kids as on all the other teams combined.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a feel for that, how can you possibly be involved in the decision making? I'm not really sure that's how it went. I do know the people that were involved in the decision obviously had no contact with student athletes and obviously don't understand or empathize with that experience.
Chris, thanks for your candor. Appreciate the time. Have a better day going forward, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.